Sunday the 30th of September 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Revelation Revealed. Sermon title, Set Apart. Bible reading, Revelation chapter 7, starting at verse 9. Talk by Reverend Kika Nduku.
Reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning to read at verse 9 until the end. The great multitude in white robes. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, in this place. Come in your mighty power. Speak to us. Because salvation belongs to our God. And who sits on the throne. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. First of all, I have to say thanks to my vicar, Reverend Canon Martin, who accepted somebody like me to be in your midst, to serve here and to learn. Yesterday was full on, and he practically collected all the rubbish in the hall while I was watching my master doing things. Today he said I should preach about set apart. When I was ordained, he told me to preach on 1 Timothy. What Paul told Timothy. And I don't know why. Paul is an elder to Timothy. Timothy is a younger preacher. But he told me to preach about what Paul told Timothy. And today he said I should preach about set apart. Why are we setting ourselves apart? Who is this God? This God is the God that created the whole universe. He made us in his own image. He gave us everything. But most of all, he gave us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. a man had a little child. The mother died earlier, and he started training this child. In Nigeria, and I'm going to say this, in Nigeria we have what is called something like London Bridge is falling down. Maybe you don't know that. And anytime you are here in the country, the first place you have to go and see, to see how the London Bridge is falling down. And that's where this man, that's his job. When the ship comes, he will open the barrier and the ship will close. And he will close it. But unfortunately, there is a trend line on top of the barrier. This only son, he asked the only son, "My son, what will you be when you grow up?" "Sir, I want to be a medical doctor to save life." The man was very happy. He was pleased. Always taking the child to the place. Lo and behold, the boy always see the father going under the train line and pressing a button, and the barrier will open. One of the days, this is a beloved son, the only child. One of the days, the father was on top of where he used to be, which is seen everywhere, knowing what is going around, knowing if those bad people are passing around. Coming up was the train with a high speed, and very close is the ship trying to cross the barrier. This little child ran under the barrier, going to press the button, not knowing that if you press the button, something awful will happen. The father was there, and the train had multitude of people, and the ship had multitude of people. He was unable to decide whether to press the button up there. If he pressed the button, the barrier will crush his only son. And if you leave the barrier like that, the ship will sink and the train will crash. The only thing he did was to pray to his father and press the button and killed his only son. And the multitude of people saw what happened. They turned back and they started mocking him. This is God. This is God that sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He died for us. He was saved. We were saved. From that point, he created us in his own image. Today is about revelation. Revelation is a place of thinking, is reflection, counting about your life. How am I doing with my life? It's not about the church. It's about the fellowship. It's about the church you attend, not only St. Charles. But irrespective of that, you have a fellowship somewhere. What is your activities? And if you can go to the passage we read, in verse 11, he starts with amen. This is a word from heaven. Let it be. And he said again that praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. That has been my prayer today. Will you follow me and say that? Yesterday we had many people that wrote, and the bishop was admiring our vicar with his own robe. All of them robed in white. And I asked myself, who are these people robed in white? That is something that is asked. Who are these people robed in white? These are the people that were set apart. They were set from this tribulation. What do you mean by setting apart? setting apart is only about, it's not only about me and the vicar or Christine. Setting apart is when you are being saved by that Lord Jesus, the person who died for you. If you go before then, there is something about, you see where it is written, 144,000 people sealed. That is assurance. God has sealed those people. Are you one of them that is being sealed by the power of God? If you believe in Jesus Christ, the first time you say, I believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the very time temptation, tribulation, mockery, depression, suppression, everything about Sean will come to you. And it starts from your home. It starts from your home. And if you can remember that we started with John. John himself wrote this book, Revelation. He was not, it wasn't a fancy journey. John was persecuted. John was imprisoned. He was taken away. And the whole thing was revealed. Revelation is about revealing, unveiling, trying to tell you what's going to happen. Sometimes Revelation is something that is scary because it's trying to draw our ears and to tell us that God who created us, who has sent his only begotten son that died for us, who we mock, is coming back. He is coming back. And he wouldn't tell me that all things that are happening in the world now is supposed to be. Why do we persecute people? Why do we have unforgiving hearts? He says, who are these people that are being set apart? Those people that have been given the salvation. Maybe today might be the time you join those people that are being set apart. But remember, if you are set apart, things will start turning around. If you say a word, they will turn it another way. Your brothers and sisters will persecute you. They will tell you you're a false prophet. They will tell you that this is not the gospel. They will tell you, where are you going? I'm going to church. And afterwards, what happened? This is a woman that came to a new convert that came to church. It's the custom of the church. When you come to church, you have to turn off your phone. She came to church, and unfortunately, her phone rang. The warders ran to her. I said, turn off your phone, turn off your phone. The woman was embarrassed. She was angry and left from church to the pub to go and sober up. She was angry and they gave her a pint of beer. She was about to take it. Mistakenly, the pint of beer fell on the floor. And the owner of the pub ran to her. The people that mocked her in the church, she was the person that said sorry to them. She made a mistake in the church. She said sorry to them, but they didn't listen to that. But she went to the pub and did something awful. The owner of the church came and said sorry to her. Sorry, sorry, please. Did you hurt yourself? No. Okay, don't worry, I'm going to replace the pint. Then she asked herself, is it better to be in the church or to be in the pub? If you are here, if you don't know what you're here for, it's better to go to the pub than to be in the church. We are too quick to judge. We are too quick to say things. Before you get yourself being set aside, you must have to know who you are. You must know who God is, and you must know who Jesus Christ is. And the first commandment is, love God And your own first commandment is what? Love yourself. The second is, and love others. I bet you, if you have three things, these two, three commandments, other ones are just, they follow up. Love is not saying it. It has some attributes. Forgiveness. Faith in Christ Jesus. And let other people, let them touch, let their things touch you. You follow people that are joyful, like today, we're joyful, and rejoice with them. And you follow people that are, I remember when my vicar took me the first funeral visit I went, I said to my vicar, I said, this is part of the ministry I wouldn't like to go. And he said to me, Chika, my brother, you have to do it. When you go, you see how people pour out their hearts, their lost ones, loved ones. It is time now you turn back to Christ and belong to those people that are being sealed. The group that are being set apart. A woman committed a very big crime and went to court. And invariably, she was supposed to be in jail. And a man came to her and said, don't worry, I'm going to set you free. He said, who are you? He is a barrister. And the court was severe. The case was severe. Many people thought that they would jail her. But the man did a good job and rescued her. The man came out and the woman met her and said, who are you? The man didn't even talk. The man left. She started searching for a man and he didn't see the man. He said, no, I want to know who this man is. She went and committed the same crime again. And she was jailed. She was put to the court again. And now this man was the barrister that took her out from the case. She came and the same man that helped her was the same man who came and stood to judge her. And she opened her mouth and said, who are you? Our Lord Jesus Christ came and took us away from that sinful nature. And he's coming back to judge us. He is the man who set you away, who put you away, who kept you and sealed you. He's going to come back again to be the judge of all mankind. Your conscience is something that is very in your heart. And you know where you have to say to God, I am sorry. I have done awful things. But today, can I follow you? Can I be part of those people that are set aside? If I can tell you one area we had yesterday, why should you follow Jesus Christ? Because he said in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20, in the last verse it says that all authority in heaven has been given to me. The authority, all authority has been given to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he says in that name, Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow. Are you ready to bow your knees today? Are you ready to come to Christ? Are you ready to come and know who Jesus Christ is? We have good preachers here. We have good people that usher people in. What is your own tax in your church? Why are you here? To celebrate? The church is good. The service is good. But what are you taking home to do in your life with? Today may be the last day. Today may be the time we'll come to Christ and be part of those people that are set aside, that are being given that seal of Christ. Tomorrow may be late. If you know when you're going to die, why wouldn't you prepare it? Today is a day of reckoning. It's a day to come to Christ and celebrate with Christ and be set apart and share this lovely gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. and not sharing it, but by showcasing it, by loving one another, by forgiving one another, and by fellowshipping with one another. May God speak into your hearts, and may He set you apart, and may He grant you peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
There we are. I think it was Alice through the looking glass, wasn't it, who came up to the rabbit's holes, and there was a choice of two holes, and she said, "I don't know which way to go, which way should I go?" And the rabbit says, "Where are you going?" And she says, "I don't know." And he says, "Well, it doesn't matter which hole you go down then." Guys, do we know where we're going? The madness about the Bible, the madness about God is that He allows us to choose. He shows us His grace and His mercy. He shows us that He is a living God. We know that He's active in the world. And then He leaves it up to you and up to me to decide whether we want to choose to journey with Him or not, whether we want that power at work in our life or not. And friends, I think it all depends on where you think you're going in life. Where do you want to go? The book of Revelation teaches us clearly this wonderful, wonderful eternity. And God is inviting us to share it. He wants you there. He wants me there. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He wants us there. But the madness is He gives us the choice. Wonderfully challenging talk again, Chica. Bless you, brother. And we're going to have an opportunity to come up to the communion rail today, to be fed by God, to be washed clean by God again. I wonder if there's some business that you need to do with God. I wonder if you've been a little half-hearted. I wonder if you've been a little lukewarm. I wonder if you need to come and say, "Lord, just give me that strength to follow your ways again, I pray." And you know, the thing is that when we take Jesus Christ into our lives, it gives us a peace that is absolutely beyond all understanding. All sorts of things happen in our world. All sorts of things happen in the court household. Illness and people. My daughter moving away to university. We got all the worry about, you know, what are the influences that are going to be there and all of that. But do you know, because I know that God is for me, I know that God is for my family, I know that He is looking over us in all of these situations, and it brings a peace. Friends, Jesus wants you to have that peace. He breathed His breath of peace onto His disciples and said, "Peace be with you." So friends, we're going to share a sign of Christ's peace now. We're going to do that by greeting each other with the peace of Jesus Christ. But we remember first and foremost that His peace is for you. He wants you to have that peace wherever you are in life, whatever you're going through in life. He wants you to have that peace. And so the peace of the Lord be always with you.